This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood is suing President Trump's $60 million cut to its Title X funding in Eugene, Oregon. Following what's now standard legal reasoning, judge shopping could give them a couple favorable rulings. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers is among the latest to lament the rabid embrace of abortion-related infanticide in the U.S. House. A discharge petition is, as House members say, ripening there to compel a floor vote regarding the gruesome circumstance that occurs over 10,000 times a year in the U.S. Few anticipate passage of a measure to ban the practice of denying care after failed abortions. Pro-life members of Congress simply want such embrace well documented. This is Life News Radio. Just as American opinion is taking a strong pro-life shift, UnplannedFilm.com is prepared to take things further. The story of former abortion worker Abby Johnson is coming to a theater near you. Broadly distributed and not like other movies, it is easy to find where the film Unplanned is playing March 29th. Find UnplannedFilm.com and click on Tickets. UnplannedFilm.com. A record number of assisted suicides in Oregon leaves observers wondering how many people despair of life but leave no record of assisted suicide. And though she is running for president and shows a tough exterior, she often leaves people bewildered, known for regarding faithful Catholics as a radical fringe group and raiding the home of David DeLayden. Kamala Harris is now at least pretending to lament babies being slaughtered. No, not by abortion, but by guns. She means school-aged babies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.